the writer of Proverbs seems to get into some of the motivations, some of the reasons why you should stay away from her. Verse 9, you will give your vigor to others and your years to the cruel one. Verse 10, and strangers will be filled with your strength, and your hard-earned goods will go to the house of an alien. And it kind of goes on for a few more verses. Can you kind of walk us through those? What, you know, maybe translate those for us, help us understand what are the consequences that are being brought out here for us giving ourselves over to sexual temptation?
Hmm. Well, you know, that you alluded to there in verse 8 about keep to the path far from her and do not go near the door of her house. I think that, you know, what in real estate, it's location, 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 right? Okay, well, I think where we put our bodies, what we put ourselves around, where we let our feet take us, as if our feet have minds of their own. It's our minds that are directing our feet to go where they do. But what we allow our eyes to look at, what we allow our ears to listen to, where we go, profoundly influences the course of our life. The difference between flipping on the television and just cruising through the channels or going on the internet and just cruising around, surfing the web, the difference between that and opening the Word of God and being fed by it. I've recently, how many of you are familiar with the Valley of Vision, the Puritan prayers? It's wonderful. I've been reading through those Puritan prayers that are just soaked in Scripture and people facing adversity in life. When I feed my heart and soul on those things, I become a different person than when I'm just casually letting stuff come my way. So make deliberate decisions. Stay away from that house. Stay away from that path. If you're in my this little book on sexual purity that I'm encouraging you to just take home with you, I say, if you're on a diet, don't go in a donut shop. You know, the thing is, here's my thing. Let's say I'm on this serious diet, and I often am, and I am now. Okay, so I'm trying to, you know, control the weight and what I eat and all that. Now, understand, I'm on this diet, but, you know, they have good coffee at the donut shop. So I'm going to just go down to the donut shop, and I'm going to have coffee. And I am not intending, I have no plan whatsoever to eat a donut, okay? But I go there day after day, and I'm just reading a newspaper and having coffee and sort of looking over at the donuts and maple bars, and I see people with smiles on their faces that are eating these things. And you know what? If I keep going to the donut shop, there's a predictable result. What is ultimately going to happen? Well, we all know. Well, in life, isn't it exactly the same way? You keep watching those movies. You keep watching those kinds of television programs. You keep flipping through. Maybe it's just the Sunday Oregonian and looking at advertisements for different things in different places. And you keep viewing that stuff, and it's predictable what's ultimately going to happen in your mind and your heart and the kind of person that you're going to become. But as the verse goes on, you know, don't give your best strength to others, your years to one is cruel. There's kind of a lest strangers feast on your wealth, enrichment in another man's house. At the end of your life, you will groan when your flesh and body are spent. It's kind of a, there's a theme of here of, it's almost like don't be, promiscuous is probably the right word. Don't be undiscerning in where you're just out there. And he's gonna go on to say something about the cistern and the springs of water and all that. And it's like, be narrow in your sexual affections and the cultivation of them. Only towards your spouse. There's, of course, challenges for the single person, but in any case, we are not to just let our eyes wander. Job says, I've made a covenant with my eyes not to lust after a girl, after a woman. I will not do it. I am not going to allow the attentions of the world to infringe upon me and just undiscerningly let myself go out there, because it's dangerous to do that.